Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
The book of Isaiah says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Today's message, This Life in Christ, Being in It to Win It, is a continuation from last week. Let's listen in as Pastor Joel picks up from last week.
In our walks with Christ, we've got to have the discipline to do the work. We don't take things for granted. We discipline our bodies. We walk in this thing that you're ready to go the whole 12 rounds, okay? So that you don't take yourself out of the game. Jesus has made a way that said the victory is yours, but you got to embrace it, amen? We got to walk in this thing. And if we don't, we don't go look back at it and recalibrate our lives, we wind up being disqualified, like a runner coming out of the blocks too soon, okay? We want to hit the mark. We want to run the race. We want to do the workout, the spiritual workout, which prepares us and ensures us for the victory. That's what this is about, okay? Look at what Paul says. Let's go to Philippians. Look what he says in Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14. What do I have?
Philippians 3, you have verses 12 to 14.
Okay, thank you.
Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14 says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, so much. Okay, here again, Paul is talking about a purposeful effort, isn't he? All right? You see that? He's talking about an effort that is required in this walk in Christ, in his walk in Christ. It's purposeful. That's what he's saying. He's talking about walking purposely in Christ. So not only does Paul instruct each of us to walk by the same rule, but what? He's talking about the same mindset, all right? And that's what we talk about all the time, don't we? We, if you all know Philippians, the chapter before this, Philippians 2:5 said, let us take on the mind of Jesus. Let this mind which is in Christ also be in us, right? That's the mindset. But saints, those of you who are hearing and watching this message, you've got to truly believe in this. We've got to truly believe in the formula that God has given us, right? See, many claim to know that there is victory in Jesus, okay? But claiming and sustaining are two different things, all right? You can't just claim it. You got to claim it, then you got to do it. Claim it and sustain it, amen? And I think that some Christians believe that, but you've also got to believe that it takes work to secure and take hold of the victory, amen? Like I said, I always use the example. Somebody can give you a free gift card right now, $500 or whatever it is, to go wherever you want to go. If you don't endorse that card, it's just a card. It's there for you, but you never took hold of it. You never put your John Henry or your Jane Henry on it. You didn't do it, okay? So we want to make sure that we endorse what God has given us to secure the victory. And that's what Paul is talking about. That's all that this is. Paul is talking about being conformed, even conformed or resigned to suffer like Jesus. That might be part of it. That may be part of the formula. It may be a Job assignment. It might be an Abraham assignment, where when he had to sacrifice his own son and he was ready to do it. Not that he was, the Lord's going to have him do it, but God may put you in a position to say, how much are you willing? Let me check your walk. Let me see how you walk, okay? God already knows. Remember when he sent, remember in the book of Judges, the judge named Deborah? Do you remember the man who was supposed to lead the army? Barak or Barak, whichever way you want to pronounce it. Remember? And he said, I won't do it without you. You got to go with me. And she said, well, if you don't, I'll go with you. But if you do, then a woman will get the glory that God has meant for you. He said, I don't care. I ain't going nowhere, did you, Debbie? Probably called her Debbie. And Deborah, Debo, you know, all the names that we use today for Deborah. How many ways can you say Deborah? Debbie, Deb, Debo, Debbie Dynamite, whatever. He said, not me. Don't you know that was a test? Now, somewhere in heaven, the angels were there with their clipboards and their white coats. And he said, God said, okay, I'm going to test him on this. Pass or fail? Failed that one. You see what I mean? So this is what Paul is talking about. We have to be conformed and resigned to do what God wants us to do. And all you need to do is look at how Jesus walked in order to secure the victory that he had to do. Jesus was on assignment, was he not? Was he not? And he went all the way to the cross. And at the end of the cross, it was in John 19:30. What does he say? He says, it is finished. Ran the race, did his part. Now I'm going back up. Okay? So that's what we have to think about. Obviously, saints, there is a price to pay. There's a price that we have to pay in walking in Christ. Okay? There was a price that Jesus had to pay. So then what about God's people who claim to be followers of Christ today? We've got the victory, but it's not always easy street, is it? First, watch this. Watch this. Pastor, take us to Matthew. Matthew 18, please, and read verses 24 to 26. Watch what Jesus
Matthew 18
said.
Matthew 18, verses 24 to 26.
See what this says.
And when he had begun to settle accounts, this is Jesus speaking, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents.
Wait a minute now. I think we're somewhere else.
Matthew 18, 24 to 26. You want to change it to something else?
Wait a minute. Let me see. The one I want is what Jesus tells his disciples, what they must be willing to do in order to follow him. All right? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Matthew 16:24. I'm sorry, Annalisa. Get 16:24. Tests come in all shapes and sizes. 16.
The battle is not ours, but the Lord's. Matthew 16, 20, what?
24.
Matthew 16:24.
And read that to 26.
Matthew 16, taking up the cross and follow. Still Jesus speaking. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
Amen.
What will a man give in exchange for his soul?
All right. Thank you, Pastor. All right. Sorry about that confusion. Sometimes I get to moving fast at 2 or 3 in the morning. But anyway, what we're saying here, Jesus is telling his disciples what they must be willing to do in order to follow him. And Jesus was famous for that. You know, when the multitudes followed him, he said, stop right there. If you want to go with me, you have to be willing to forsake mother, father, sister, brother. Right? Here he says it in Matthew 16. He says, if anyone desires to follow me, he said, you got to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And in Luke 9:23, Luke 9:23, in that one it says, If anyone desires to come after me, let him take up his cross daily. Follow me. That means minute by minute, hour by hour. You got to put yourself in check. You got to deny yourself. You got to be willing to deny yourself. Now, if we're constantly denying ourselves, that means we may not have so many good days sometimes. You know that song that says, I've had some good days, and I've had some, you know that song, okay? But don't complain, right? So Jesus is saying it right here. You've got to deny yourself and take up your cross when you're following me. And saying, whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Then he goes into, what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his own soul, right? And what will a man give in exchange for his soul? These are big. These are big points in shaping us as Christ followers. Now, I don't know if we think about that too much in the course of a day. We don't think about denying ourselves. We're more into what's in it for me. Or what do I get out of this, you know? Instead of saying, what can I give up? We want to know, what can we take in, right? And that's okay. That's human nature. But when you're following Christ, when you're following Christ, you're following the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Creator of the world, who knows the end from the beginning. Things may not work out like we think they're supposed to work out. We may not get what we want at that time. Will we still travail? Will we still persevere in it? And that's what we're talking about. I was talking to a guy the other day, and it was two men. I call them friends of mine because I'm getting to know them very well. And they know me a little bit. And I've only known them for about a year since I moved out here. And so they wanted to engage me the other day in conversation. And the first thing they said was, Joel, are you a BMW man? And I go, a BMW? And they said, you know, they said, I have a BMW and he has a BMW. And I said, oh. I said, no, I'm not. I said, see, where I'm from, if you drive a BMW, that means you've already made it. I haven't made it. I said, if you're driving a Beamer, I said, you probably play golf too, don't you? See, I said, I don't do those things. And they started laughing. I said, that's a little rich for my blood. And then they said, Pastor, never say never. And I said, well, whatever the Lord blesses me with, I'm fine with it, you know. I got this stately Toyota, and I got a Corolla too, you know. So they were laughing. And that's okay. It's okay to get what you want. It's okay to have what you want when the Lord blesses you. But will you have the joy of the Lord without it? Will you be able to sustain without it? Will you be able to go out without it? You see what I mean? Everybody has something that they want. But Jesus is saying, but to be with me, you just might have to deny yourself. Okay? And be ready to deny yourself daily, because I may have a daily job for you. I have a friend who went from police work, and he got tired of doing police work, and he wanted something more. He wanted the espionage, you know, like I spy, dun 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 dun. So he said, I'm joining the FBI. And they took him. He went from Oakland Police Department, then he got into the FBI, thinking that he was going to do some secret. Dun 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 dun. He got tired of working the streets and dealing with the you know, the mess on the street. So he went to the FBI, and what happened was, I saw him again, and I said, how's it going? He said, man, I can't stand it. I said, what? What's going on? He said, man, my first job, he said, for 8 months, they had me sitting, tapping phones in a 4-foot telephone booth, and I have to sit there, and I have to bring my lunch, and I sit there every day for almost a year, and I have to do that for 8 to 12 hours a day, and that's what he was doing. He wanted something else, but the assignment was different than what he thought. You see what I mean? He got tired of doing things this department's way. He thought, the grass was greener on the other side, but they had an assignment for him, and now this is what they expected of him. He gained all this weight, he says, sitting in there eating burgers in a phone booth, tapping phones. It was just messing with him. I don't know if he's still with the FBI, but this is what it is. When you sign on with Jesus, Jesus has an assignment for you, and he says, you be ready to move. When I say move, and be ready to deny yourself. That's the only reason I'm a pastor now, is because the Lord called me to it. There's no way. No way. Let me say that I would have asked for this job. No way. I wouldn't. You ever seen one flow of the cuckoo's nest? You remember Billy Babbitt? He was like, no, that's what I would have been doing. No. But I work for the Lord. And I'll do whatever he wants me to do. And I'll do it until he says now. And I'll continue to do it. Huh? Because I work for the Lord. And so you have to be ready to deny yourself when you're working for Jesus. We can't have it our way. You don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to the Lord. People are going to recognize you when you come out of your house. They're going to recognize you when you get in your car. They're going to recognize you when you're smiling and going to church. And they're going to recognize you when you're tore up and tired. That's the test. And you still got to deny yourself. Because you can treat them nice 100 times, your family especially. And the minute you say the wrong thing, they're going to say, and you're supposed to be a Christian. There you go. They all got supposed to be Christian cards in their pocket. Understand that your family has you're supposed to be a Christian card in their pocket. I think the devil gave it to all of them. They got the whole stack of cards. And everything is fine, and they won't pay you any attention. But the minute you say something off color, you're supposed to be a Christian. You know they do. That's why the Lord said, be ready to deny yourself. You work for me. It makes sense. We have to discipline ourselves as fighters, striving, running. That's what Paul is talking about. We can plainly see just from these few examples what Jesus is saying in this. Deny yourself means to apply yourself. So you can't deny yourself until you apply yourself. That's what denial is. It's applying yourself to the task at hand. And when the Lord gave me that. So you can't deny yourself until you've applied yourself. Because that's what gets you ready to deny yourself. Does that make sense? That's exactly what it is. Think about that. Let it marinate on you in your mind. Especially to those who think they just come into church routinely. Some people have been coming to church routinely for decades, and yet rituals, perfunctory drills, and then they go back into the world, and when they leave church, they're back into their main thing. See, because if you come to church once a week for an hour or 2 hours, yet you spend the other 22 hours in the day doing what you want to do, that church is just a place where you go. See, you want to have the church in you, see, so that you bring the church wherever you go, whether it's in this building, whether it's across the street, whether it's in your car. That's the thing about it. So we have to get that. That's why we have to learn to apply ourselves, applying for the denying, in other words, okay? And that's really what it is. I could give you many more examples of how people live and how people, church people, consider themselves church people and then the things they do away from hell. But I don't think we have to talk about all that right now. We can pass on it because you all, I think you know what I mean. But let's do this. Pastor, take us to Revelation 3:15-16. Watch what Jesus says here and see if this applies to some.
Revelation 3:15 uh-huh. and 16.
Uh-huh. What does he say?
Says, right, Jesus speaking again. Mm-hmm. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot.
Ah.
I could wish you were cold or hot.
Mm-hmm.
So then, 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
That doesn't sound good. Thank you, Pastor. That don't sound good at all, okay? So it tells us something. This is Jesus, and he's saying these things. He's talking about a lukewarm church. He's talking about some lukewarm people, all right? Jesus wants you cold or hot. And that's good, because when somebody's cold, they're not in it, okay? No expectations of them. But you either be hot for Jesus or cold for Jesus, not lukewarm, because a lukewarm man, like it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It's the same as being lukewarm, tossed to and fro by the waves, like the waves of the sea. That means we can't depend on you. Your family probably can't depend on you. You can't even depend on you, because you don't know which you will show up that day. So again, he says, be hot or cold. Don't be right here fooling yourself, because you ain't fooling me. That's what the Lord is saying. So you fooling yourself. He said, do not be deceived. If you're a hearer of the word, you should be a doer of the word. And if you're a doer, not a hearer, just a hearer, not a doer, you're only deceiving yourself. That's the deception that the devil puts in people's minds. So this Bible, again, it keeps going in a circle. Jesus keeps telling us, and now he's saying that I know your works. He prefaced it by saying, look, don't try to convince me. I know your works. But Lord, I know your works. But Lord, I meant to, I know your work. But Lord, I'm showing up. Say, you're neither cold nor hot. You're in the middle. That's what Satan wants you. If Satan knows you're in the middle, he can sway you. Didn't he do that to Eve? Eve started out like she was hot. And he said, but did the Lord really say that? Then she's, oh, she started wavering. You can just see that serpent coming on down the branch. But you can just see it. He reeled her in, didn't he? Because she was in the middle. The Lord wants you on this side of him. He wants you on God's side. He don't want us straddling. He doesn't want us compromising. He doesn't want us casual. He don't want us swinging at the air. He wants us training. He wants us to have the endurance to go the whole 12 rounds, not to fight one day, not to come up and say, I love Jesus one day, and then the next day we don't see you, or you don't even give him glory, or you go out and you fall down again. He wants us to stand on the word of God, stand on the power of God. That's what he's saying. He said, don't be colder. I'd rather you be cold or hot. Don't be lukewarm. And all these scriptures here, Revelation 3, 1 Corinthians 9, where Paul is talking about fighting, Matthew 18, where Jesus is talking about deny yourself. All these, this whole walk in Christ, which we find ourselves, what these scriptures are saying is that this walk that you're in is no cakewalk. You're in too deep, my friends. You're in too deep. Well, you're into a gang. You just don't get out when you want to. Huh? You get jumped in, you got to get jumped out. Huh? You know too much. Huh? You know too much. The devil knows you know too much. You think you can get out of Christ and go back with that devil? Try it. See what will happen. Not to mention if you go to hell. Burning forever. Oh, man. No, we're in it, y'all. We're in it.
God requires us to make a choice. The Word of God says, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Who will you serve? This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen, If you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. We invite you to join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of this powerful message. Until next time. God is serving.